Nesirim. Good morning. Vacation's over. Continuing education is, well, it's ongoing, but it's begun and ended the week of it at least. And I am glad to be back home. Throughout my time away, one of the things that kept popping into my brain was you all and the vision for this place. That by faith we are the body of Christ, reflecting the love of Christ to a broken world in need of hope that is found in Christ alone. Our passage from Ephesians speaks to our vision here at St. Matthew's. So this morning, I will not preach for long. I heard Dr. Barr did that for me. But we will look at Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 7, and hear the encouraging words from St. Paul. He begins, "I, Paul, a prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called." Paul is begging us, you and I, to lead a life worthy of the calling to which we have been called. And as a reminder, the calling is to be a disciple of Christ. The calling is to be a Christian. And he is telling us to go forth and to lead a life worthy of this calling. And then he gives us some examples of what this begins to look like. He says to do so with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. You and I are called to be humble and meek. We're called to be patient and loving others, even the unlovable. We are called to be filled with peace. This comes because you've been called. You have been called out of darkness into light. You have been called out of the bondage of sin and set free to a new life with Christ. You have been called out of despair into hope and joy. This comes because our Savior Christ has come to give us hope and joy, to fill us with new life, to give us the ability to love. And because you and I have been called out of darkness into light, because we have been called into a new life as a Christian bearing the name of Christ to a broken world, we go forth with humility and meekness, with patience and love. We go forth in peace. By faith, you and I are the body of Christ. Not a work that we have done, but because of his great love for us, he has shown us grace and mercy that we do not deserve. And therefore, y'all have your shirts on. They say therefore. Therefore, because he has done this great thing of loving us when we were unlovable, we place our faith in him and enter into being a part of the body of Christ. Christians, by faith, we are the body of Christ, called to reflect the love of Christ with humility and meekness and patience and peace. We are called to do so to a broken world that is in need of hope. It will not take you long to realize the brokenness in your own life, in your own family, in the community in which we live, in society at large. People walk around hopeless. And as Christians, we are called to share with them the hope of new life in Christ. Paul continues, "There is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all." In conclusion, I want to tell you that we are called apart from this world to be lights. We do not do so out of our own strength. We do so because we've been shown grace. And Christ is above all. He is through all and in all. Therefore, in and through us, we go forth to fulfill this vision. That you and I go forth by faith as the body of Christ, reflecting the love of Christ to a broken world that is in need of hope that can be found in Christ alone. May the world about us identify us as Christians through how we love and care for others. Amen.